The Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce held its annual breakfast forum on Friday. During the proceedings, officials unveiled the results of their annual issue survey of members. The results show that 93% believe if implemented, a $15 minimum wage would eliminate jobs and harm the state's economy. The survey came out the same week Governor Andrew Cuomo has been barnstorming the state promoting the $15 minimum wage, one of his key agenda priorities during this legislative session. Assemblywoman Janet Dupree, a Republican, says the wage proposal is an overriding issue for businesses across the 115th district.
It's their number one priority. They're opposed to the minimum wage as suggested to go to $15 an hour. Certainly it's because so many of our businesses are small businesses. If they have to pay the $15 an hour, it's that ripple effect. The person who's already been working there for 4 or 5 years wants their pay to increase $5 an hour, and it continues to go up. $15 an hour is a lot of money for some of our small businesses. They're barely making it now. They're hanging on, and that's a huge jump. And it's not just the salary. Unemployment insurance goes up. Their regular insurance goes up. Their liability insurances go up. The Social Security taxes go up. So it's all an unfunded mandate on our small businesses. And we've just got to be respectful of that. And when we have more people who don't get work, you know, the Business Council and NFIB have both done surveys, and it will cost the state of New York at least 200,000 jobs because people just won't hire. And that certainly defeats the purpose of what we want to do. I believe people need to have a working wage. They need to have something they can survive on. I think that what we're doing right now with way too many people under the poverty level is working two part-time jobs. Again, it's businesses, whether it's the big box stores or small businesses, staying under that 20 hours a week so that they don't have to pay benefits. Those are some of the things we need to address. And I think that it should all be addressed as a package, but it's going to be really tough, and I just think we've got to be respectful of our small businesses. We can't be putting them out of business. Then nobody has a job.
How difficult is it going to be for the business sector and the folks that have concerns about the $15 minimum wage when we have things like the governor going out on a bus tour to promote the $15 minimum wage?
Well, I think it's going to be tough, and I'm not sure we can win the battle, but we've certainly got to try. Owe it to our small businesses to try. It's a huge concern to businesses. I hear from them every day saying they can't survive. And we look at our non-for-profit groups. They don't have the funding to cover a large increase in pay. They would love to be able to pay the people I consider the angels on this earth who are taking care of our population with developmental disabilities, our sick and elderly at home, who otherwise would be in a nursing home. Talk about a cost-effective method of having them home. And they can't compete. If they're paying $9, $10 an hour, and a McDonald's down the road is paying $15, they start losing their employees, and we can't keep these folks at home if we can't provide for them. And, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve with this one. Government, if they have one major responsibility, is taking care of people who cannot take care of themselves, and there's no more vulnerable population. It's a huge problem, and I spoke with a woman here this morning who said, you know, she's afraid her agency will go out of business. So let's be realistic about it, and I don't know how we counteract the governor riding around in a huge, beautiful RV with a $15 sign on the side of the van. It's tough.
Janet, with all of the publicity that's been out there for the $15 minimum wage and the family leave bills and stuff, we haven't been hearing too much about the budget. Where's the budget?
It's a work in progress. The two One House bills have not yet been introduced. The governor has proposed his budget. He's put in his 30-day amendments, which were really not much this year. And the Assembly and the Senate are both working on their One House budgets. They will be different. I was asked to get on the local government joint budget committee. That means the public hearings are coming close. So I have absolutely agreed to do that because, again, with my more than 30 years experience in local government, I think I bring some benefit to the table on that one. Then we will have the three different budgets, and they're always different. So that's when the negotiations really begin. You know, March is here next week, so we usually say the 1st of March it cranks up. The budget has to be adopted by March 31st. I believe it will be. I think we have seen the end of late budgets.
Assemblywoman Janet Dupree represents one of the largest geographic districts in the state. It includes all or parts of Clinton, Franklin, and St. Lawrence counties. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.